are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, guys, this is interesting. I guess scientists have just found a new planet that could have a climate just like Earth. And from what I understand, this new planet may not have an Obama administration yet. So we may want to colonize this sucker and fast. They say researchers have discovered a super Earth planet circling a star at a distance that would allow that planet to support life. The planet is at least 7 times more massive than Earth, is actually one of 6 planets that orbit around a star called HD 40307, which is 42 light years away from Earth. I guess light year is a distance that light travels in 1 year, which is about 6 trillion miles. So you do the math, 42 times 6. Now, scientists discovered 3 planets that closely orbit the same sun in 2008, and they found 3 new planets, all larger than Earth. But this one actually may have the type of atmosphere that we could live in. So somebody needs to go down there and then return in 100 years, I guess, and tell us how we're doing. They say 5 of the planets are too close to the star to support water and therefore cannot sustain life. But what planet, called HD 40307G, orbits in the star's habitable zone? Essentially, this is the distance from the star where it is just right to support life. It's not too hot, such that liquid would boil away and evaporate, and it's not too cold. They say it's a perfectly quiet old dwarf star, so there's no reason why such a planet cannot sustain an Earth-like climate. Astronomers have not made any conclusions about whether the planet is rocky or glassy, because no such mid-range planet exists in our solar system. Well, they need to figure it out. And make sure we could get cell phone service, please. All right. You know, always interesting. I know many of you want to move to Canada. A lot of you wanted to move to Canada because of what happened. I don't know if, again, Canada's going to be much better with the way things are socialized over there. Apparently, there's been a lot of outrage. I didn't realize this, but several businesses over the last few days put their flag up at half-mast and upside down. Apparently, there's a McDonald's at Follins Beast, West Virginia, said that the flag near that McDonald's after Obama won the election was upside down. And an upside down flag is a signal of dire distress and instances of extreme danger to life or property, according to federal law. So you're only supposed to reserve an upside down flag when you're trying to warn people of, like, impending doom. Now, Romney had won West Virginia pretty easily. The McDonald's franchise owner had said, Karen Mison, unfortunately, a flag cable broke, and during the process of trying to fix the flag, it was inadvertently turned upside down. It wasn't noticed that the flag was upside down until a customer inquired about it. We are working on fixing the flag. It was an accident, not intentional. But from what we understand, other people did the same thing, raising their flags at half-mast or upside down. Now, apparently a Florida real estate mogul had backed down from a pledge to lay off all of his employees in protest of Obama's victory. Now, that was something that I was worried about. Many of you said, okay, they're going to just start firing people because of this. Again, it's not our employees' fault. You can't go after your employee. I mean, again, they don't have control over this election. You know, and even if one of them did vote for Obama, firing them, you can't do. All right? Apparently, David Siegel said instead he gave all his workers a raise this week to help them cope with the new taxes and regulations that he believes the president will heap on his second term. I guess he's trying to build the largest house in the world outside of Florida. My guess is he probably got some real bad press when he said he was going to fire 8,000 people. He's trying to build this house. It's supposed to be worth $100 million, modeled after the Palace of Versailles in France. All right. So, look, we know a lot of you are upset. This is something we talked about earlier this week. I mean, and some of you are really upset. I'm looking at this one. I guess there was a jewelry store in Bedford, Virginia. Lyons Jewelers posted a sign saying, "Closed to mourn the loss of America that our forefathers endowed to us." All right, that's not good. I mean, I know you guys are upset. This is why we spent time on anger management earlier this week. All right, because, again, we don't want you guys, we don't want you channeling your anger to the wrong people. And, you know, we've been talking about what some of your feelings have been. And I know we got kind of some, you know, medical stories and health stories to talk about today. But the number one email and the number one tweet and Facebook note I've been getting is many of you are extremely upset. I mean, you know, and you know, one thing we had discussed is if President Obama was, quote unquote, the worst president in U.S. history and thought to be known for that for generations to come, the fact that he was re-voted in for a second term means he isn't considered the worst president in history. And to think that we could have somebody who still has not been confirmed that he was, you know, born in the States, still a citizen, with all these questions about why he told biographers that he was born in Kenya years ago. Somebody who is bringing us to the fiscal cliff, somebody who has verbally shown that he doesn't want to work with people until he could get voted in. And then he is going to, be able to do what he wants to after he's been voted in. I mean, and not to mention a plethora of other things, no experience whatsoever. Even the Defense Department doesn't like working with them. It's frustrating to think that this person could be re-voted in, I mean re-elected, and considered a good president. The fact that he was re-elected meant people liked him. Now, we all know why many people liked him, because they were able to benefit from a lot of the entitlements. But for those of you that are frustrated, it's going to be a long 4 years. We just got news that last week they kept from us that Iran shot at one of our drones. Why didn't they tell us that? Talk about that in a sec. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. If you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit, MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is supporting this segment of the show. Now, I wish we were told about this before the election, but I guess today the Pentagon has disclosed that Iran was shooting at one of our droids last week. One of our drones last week. It was unarmed, was not shut down, but Iranian military jets fired upon it when we were over the waters of the Persian Gulf. The U.S. drone never entered Iranian territory. And the entire incident occurred in international airspace. Again, the drone was not hit by the plane's gunfire, was able to return to its undisclosed base in the region. At a Pentagon briefing, spokesman George Little told reporters that the incident had occurred a week ago, before the election, at approximately 4:50 a.m. Eastern Time, when an unarmed Predator drone conducting routine surveillance over the Gulf was intercepted by Iranian Su-25 Frogfoot aircraft and was fired upon with guns. This occurred 16 nautical miles off the Iranian coastline, said Little. The internationally recognized territorial limit of waters and airspace begins 12 miles off of the coastline. So Little did not disclose where the incident occurred, and a defense official told ABC News that it occurred in the northern part of the Persian Gulf. Now, they say that the White House and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta were informed of the incident as quickly as it happened, but blamed it on a YouTube video. Okay, no. All right. The incident was not disclosed until today when CNN first revealed the details. He said the Pentagon does not talk about missions like this one, but they decided to go public with details following an unauthorized leak. Little said United States communicated to Iran via Swiss intermediaries that said we will continue to conduct surveillance flights over international waters. So basically, if somebody fires upon us, all right, in international territory, isn't that considered an act of aggression? And why weren't we notified about it prior to the election? Oh, it wouldn't matter. People would have voted Obama in anyway. You know, you're probably right. You know, but I mean, we have a huge, huge issue with our foreign policy in this administration. I think it would have been nice to know. Seven Navy SEALs, according to Fox News, are being punished for security breach as they are being, I guess, involved with the Medal of Honor video game. Apparently, seven members of the secretive Navy SEAL Team 6, including one who was involved in the Osama bin Laden raid, have been punished for allegedly disclosing classified information. They were accused for their role working as paid consultants for a video game company producing Medal of Honor Warfighter. The official says four other SEALs are under investigation for similar alleged disclosures but are still on active duty. Look, I really wouldn't be punishing these guys for working on some video games, because honestly, what these guys do is good. They put their lives on the line. Do you really want to get rid of any SEAL 6s? Please. The seven received what the military calls non-judicial punishment. They were given letters of reprimand, which is often, not exclusively, a career-ending punishment. It depends on the commander's discretion and whether or not he chooses to make it part of the offender's permanent service record. In addition, the seven SEALs were made to forfeit half their pay for 2 months. The deputy commander of Navy Special Warfare Command, Admiral Gary Benelli, issued a statement acknowledging that non-judicial punishments had been handed out for misconduct. Gave us no other details. They say they do not tolerate deviations from policies that govern who we are and what we do as sailors as part of the U.S. Navy. The main two complaints against the SEALs were that they did not seek permission first to take part in the video project, and that they showed the video designers some of their specially designed combat equipment unique to their unit. Now, that was kind of stupid. The official was briefed about the case but was not authorized to speak publicly about it. Because the SEALs failed to ask permission to take outside paid jobs, commanders were not able to approve or vet these jobs, and that is a violation of orders. All right. Well, that's tough. That's a tough one. I mean, what these guys do, I mean, you see, they should be heroes. And, I mean, they should have gotten permission, absolutely, before that. But, I mean, these guys, they should not be punished. Their career shouldn't end. These guys are heroes. So what? They showed their garb? Yeah, it might have been stupid, but really, that's a career ender? That's horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Attorney General Eric Holder told a group of law students Thursday that he has not decided whether he will remain for President Obama's second term. He was speaking at the University of Baltimore School of Law, and that he still has to have a conversation with the president and his wife before he makes the decision. He says that's something I'm in the process now of trying to determine. Can I contribute in a second term? He says I have to sit down, obviously, to talk to the president, speak to members of my family, particularly one who I am married to. Yeah, that would be nice to actually talk to the one you're married to. Oh, boy. I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton leaving and Geithner maybe leaving. I know some people are going, okay, that's great. We'll have a new administration. No, no, it's still being led by Obama people. All right. They say what is so far anticipated to be a low-key and limited second term transition contrasts sharply with that of Obama's predecessor. They said 2 days after George Bush was elected, November 2004, Bush went to Camp David with the Chief of Staff, Andrew Carr Jr., National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, and started to begin the process of thinking about his staff and cabinet. The following week, they announced six cabinet departures, including Colin Powell. No wonder Colin Powell's been endorsing Obama. Attorney General Ashcroft. All right. Obama administration says the process is expected to be slower. And Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, is going to probably hold on and remain until her successor has been confirmed. All right. From what we understand with that whole Fast and Furious, I don't think many people are going to miss him at all. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. A lot of controversy over this porn condom measure for the porn industry in Los Angeles. Apparently, Los Angeles County had voted in by about a 54% to 46% vote that the adult film industry must wear condoms. Of course, the adult film industry is upset about this and fighting it, saying they will move to other counties. Pasadena, Long Beach, that has their own state health departments, and they may come to Las Vegas. Apparently, they said that condoms are unappealing to customers because they take away from the escapism and fantasy inherent in pornography. Some say condoms make sex more painful. Even with added lubricants, the condoms could feel abrasive during her hours on the set and could cause tiny cuts. Then I think she, Miss Kaylee Ireland, who complains about that, should probably get a new job or file for workman's comp. They say performers are, in a sense, sexual athletes. You go for a long time. Now, they interviewed another adult film actor, James Dean. He says the measure to mandate condoms violates his rights to free speech because he wants to portray a certain fantasy for film, and he should have the right to do that. Really? Really? A condom violates freedom of speech. I did not know that penises talk in porn. I had no idea that there was actual dialogue or scripts. I guess the condom violates free speech. Who knew? He said he is now considering a move to Las Vegas. Please don't. Possible new home for the Los Angeles porn community. Now, apparently, these porn companies... I mean, remember, the porn industry is huge. It's a huge multi-million dollar industry, maybe more. And they already require that their performers have STD testing every 14 to 28 days. Well, when I was on John Phillips' KABC this morning, I was discussing how that's not good enough. Because if you, let's say, get exposed to HIV tonight, it could take up to 6 months to turn out positive. So if you have sex, let's say tomorrow, 3 weeks from now, you take your STD testing for the porn industry, you pass, go on, have more sex, etc. 6 months from now, you finally turn a positive. Look how much and how many people you could have exposed to. That's why you're supposed to wear condoms. And I don't know about you all and how you feel about porn. Personally, I don't think people really look at the male that much. They usually look at the female. So if they're looking at the female, they probably don't really, well, they probably won't notice the condom that much. I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong? All right. I don't know. You guys tell me. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, this is very interesting. They say meth can kill flu, all right? I'm just as shocked about this as possible. Methamphetamine, or crystal meth, can interact with flu in lung cells and possibly kill them. Now, we know meth kills brain cells. We know it could, you know, cause tooth decay. And know it could weaken the heart and immune system, etc. But apparently it could fight the flu. This is reported by Fox News. A group of scientists from the National Health Research Institute in Taiwan set out to study how methamphetamine interacts with influenza A virus in lung cells. Previous research has suggested that chronic meth use could make you more susceptible to HIV, so they wanted to see how the drug might reduce a resistance to flu virus. Now, they took cultures of human lung epithelial cells, lining of the lung, exposed them to different concentrations of meth, and then infected them with an H1N1 strain of the human influenza A. By 30 to 48 hours after infection, meth-treated cells had much lower concentration of the virus than the control group, and the reduction occurred in a dose-dependent manner. So they think meth could prevent virus propagation. Now, we can't tell people to go and start doing meth, okay? Unfortunately, I cannot tell you guys to do that, and I wouldn't. But it's very interesting when you see something like that happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also interesting in the research and development stage is Novartis could produce 14 new blockbuster drugs that should hopefully come out by 2017. Five of them, I guess, on cancer, heart, respiratory, etc. Novartis, I guess, is going to be losing patent protection on a blood pressure medicine, Diovan. Now, Diovan is a great blood pressure medicine, but it's going to go generic soon, which I think many of us are looking forward to because it'll save money. But once that happens, then, of course, the drug company loses money. So they need to have other drugs out there such that they could sustain. But these drugs need to be something that people want. I think there's enough blood pressure medicines out there. We got a lot of diabetic medications. We really need medications for cancer. So it's counting on its newest product, a breast cancer drug called Afinitor, to pump up sales. They right now have 139 projects in clinical development, including more than 73 new molecular entities spread across a wide area of diseases. Its most promising products are Serelaxin and LCZ-686 to treat patients with heart failure, as well as they have drugs for psoriasis, an inflammatory skin condition, and multiple sclerosis. It plans to file Serelaxin for regulatory approval in U.S. and Europe, hopefully by next year. Now, the results of the study were kind of mixed. They think Novartis may need some further trials on its effectiveness. Their shares did jump at this news. Now, you know, we've talked about how this pharmaceutical game is an absolute gamble. To make a drug that's going to be a hit, like Z-Pak was, or Zoloft, or Zyrtec, or Viagra, which came from Pfizer. Pfizer had a lot of good luck with that one. They came out with all these drugs. The stock soared, and then it had to split. But usually you don't get that lucky where you have multiple drugs that come out. Even, I think, Diflucan came out roughly the same time. It takes years to get a drug through the clinical trials to get it approved. And once it does, it still may not even make it to the market. Or it could be competing with other drugs, just like a movie. You know, they're talking about how Avengers is going to be coming out in 2015. But they're also talking about how Disney, you know, now that they bought out Lucas, George Lucas, Lucasfilms LTD, and are going to make a Star Wars, we're going to have the Avenger movie and I guess the Star Wars movie released neck and neck. All right, I think it's stupid. I think they should plan it out better where one gets released a few weeks before. I don't understand why movie industries don't do that. Why these companies don't, you know, say, look, okay, you release yours on this date, I'll release mine on this day. When you release two movies the same weekend, it hurts sales for both unless they want the competition and they want to show that they beat out another movie. I don't know. I don't really get that. But for a company to come out with a blockbuster drug, it takes millions upon millions of dollars for it to get to that point. And unfortunately, many drugs don't make it. They do not make it. And if they don't make it, that's a loss. Now, with the pharmaceutical industry already getting hit with changes in Obamacare, I worry as a doctor who's going to be taking on the lead in research and cancer drugs and Alzheimer drugs, etc. If you don't have this competitive private enterprise competition trying to come out with the first Alzheimer's drug that's going to cure or prevent Alzheimer's, or I mean, I know there's Alzheimer's drugs, but I mean one that's like a prevention like, you know, cancer prevention, et cetera, any of these things, I mean, there is that contest. There is that competition. I know people think pharmaceutical companies won't do it because then you need doctors and doctors will make more money. No, trust me, they do want to find the cure. It will be a lot of money. Whoever finds the cure is going to go down in history. They're going to hold amazing patents and they are going to be very wealthy. Trust me, nobody is trying to hold back on this one. But, when you start to penalize and cause losses on these companies, they're going to probably only go for the gold as opposed to some of these other drugs that are well needed. You know, thank heavens the pharmaceutical company was the way it was when we were able to get all these cholesterol medications and all these different type of blood pressure medications. Because, boy, did it save lives. I love the statins. I love the ARBs. But things are going to change now. And pharmaceutical companies will come up with the drug. We may love the idea behind it, but we can't afford it. I mean, Zetia, for example, is a phenomenal drug. Tricor, Trilipix, these are great drugs to lower cholesterol, non-statin. But most of my patients can't get it because their insurance won't cover it. So these drug companies are really hurting because they have really good drugs and nobody can afford it. Now somebody could say, well then fine, they should make the drug cheaper. There's only so much you could do with the cost because you still have to manufacture it. You still have to package it. You still have to advertise it. You still have to distribute it. So it's very difficult for pharmaceutical companies to compete with these generic companies and making these drugs cheap. So this is going to be something that I'm going to be very carefully watching over the next few years because as Obamacare demands that insurance companies cover more generics, that pharmaceutical companies have to cut their price in half, I mean, all this other baloney. Yes, I understand the pharmaceuticals cost too much money. I agree. I think it's ridiculous that Plavix was costing $130 a month. I mean, you're not getting gold-laden, pills for crying out loud. I get that. We need, you know, people's medications are you know, $200-$300 a month of their household expenditures. Absolutely ridiculous. This is something we need to curb. But keep in mind, the pharmaceutical companies are not all that evil. These are the ones that are coming up with new drugs for cancer, etc. And if Obamacare kicks in full force, or if the public option comes back, and we could only use the cheap drugs, don't think you're going to get the fanciest, newest cancer drug. You're only going to be allowed the cancer drug that's the most affordable, that's been out for 20 years, and is generic. And when you're fighting for your life, you're not going to want to go cheap. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please also follow us on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around Facebook a little bit later, find the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an Android app where you could listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. It covers the last 3 hours that we broadcast, and then it also connects you to podcasts, archives, so you don't miss anything. Should be able to fast forward as well. which is always nice, because sometimes I may talk about a topic that you really don't want to listen to. But it rarely happens, but hypothetically it could. We air live 9 to noon Pacific time. It's 49 minutes past the hour right now. 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time, Monday through Friday. We also air Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. For those of you that kind of like to get a... we don't do a replay, but we usually kind of review the top stories as well as any other stories that come in. So please feel free to tune in. If for ever reason we're not live, you could still call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY and leave your message. Leave a question, leave a comment, and if you tell us it's okay to play on air, we'll play it on air. If you tell us not to play it on air, I'd rather you tell us not to play it on air. All right, we're going to assume we can play it on air unless you specify, no, don't play it on air. Unfortunately, we can't call you all back. I know a lot of you say, hey, Dahlia, call me back when you can. We get hundreds of calls. I can't call each of you personally back. I am so sorry. That's why we do the show. However, if you don't want to have it played on air, then you could give us your email and say, please email us back. Or you could go to the Dr. Dahlia Show website. You could email us on the website, and then we could email your answer back. If you do, by the way, join our website, or not join our website, but at least visit our website, please, if you don't mind, sign our guest book. It's always nice to see who's listening and see where you're listening from. We got a guest book there. Love to see where you guys are listening from and why you listen. That's always helpful. Please also check out Freeze Dry Guy Specials. We have a click to their link on our website. They have some great stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently, in a Birmingham school, they are trying to train autistic students with robots. They say two humanoid robots are being trialed with autistic students at a school. They've been doing this since May. And research shows that students with autism find computers motivating, engaging, and technologically safe. The University of Birmingham researcher claims that one day the robots could also help pupils in mainstream classes, getting rid of more teachers and causing a recession to even worsen. It does blow my mind how people have been completely replaced with machines. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they have these, I guess, kiosks where when you park, you know, and you pay for long-term parking, you get a ticket. You go into the long-term parking, you get a ticket. You leave it somewhere in your car or you take it with you. And then when you fly back and you have to leave your car, you got to, come back, take your car. You need to pay for parking. And so they have these machines where you could take the ticket, you put it in the machine, they ask for payment, you pay, and then you get a ticket saying you paid. As you drive out, you can stick that ticket in the machine. It'll open up the bar and allow you to drive out. They used to have people there, like toll booth. So you can, pay cash, etc. Now they're down to one or two people. You just start to see machines take over. Same thing with grocery stores. It's a little eerie. You know, you're sitting there and you see these, maybe two cashiers. That's it. I rarely see more than two cashiers. Most of the time, just one at the grocery store. And now they have these self-checkouts. Now, true, there's somebody watching with the self-checkout, but you could have four people checking out at once now with one person. So I understand with technology, yes, you could save money, etc., but we're seeing so many industries lose people. You're seeing just, robots or machines take over jobs. So, robots taking over teaching. So anyway, excuse me. Researchers say that if these robots can be proven to help difficult to reach youngsters, then in the future they could help pupils of all classes. They say Max and Ben are two knee-high humanoid robots that can dance to Thriller, play games, emulate Tai Chi, and have been helping pupils at a primary school in Europe. Apparently in this school called Topcliffe, Oh, I apologize, I'm having the hiccups. A quarter of the pupils are autistic, and the robots, they say, have been brilliant at supporting their learning. Now, the robots have no emotion, so autistic children find them less threatening than their teachers and easier to engage with. Topcliffe is apparently a mainstream primary school that gets specialized funding to cater autistic youngsters in separate classes using a range of technologies. With the help of University of Birmingham, the school is trailing the robots as classroom buddies for autistic pupils. Now, the robots cost probably $20,000, donated by French manufacturer Aldebaran, and apparently are the latest in innovative technologies. Now, my only concern is, what if an autistic child knocks it down? You know, I mean, a mainstream child could knock it down as well. So if they say, I don't like this, boom, knock it down, I wonder if it'll get back up. But again, it's interesting. You know, we hear all these cases of teachers getting, you know, a little, frustrated, exacerbated, you know, losing their patience. And so, you know, using robots, that may be, you know, a good idea, especially since, you know, we've had these cases where, remember, parents were bugging their kids, you know, putting a microphone on there, putting a camera on their kids to see how the teachers are reacting. I mean, if it's at the point where special needs children are getting abused by teachers, absolutely, we'll have to probably get robots into the room. But most special needs teachers are phenomenal. But I see where there's a market for this. I just don't like the idea of teachers losing their jobs because robots are taking over. Now, very interesting. The Lone Star tick bite might trigger red meat allergy. Apparently, there's a tick called the Lone Star tick. It's found largely in central and southern U.S. These ticks do inject spit into your body when it bites you. The body develops antibodies to the carbohydrate in the tick's saliva, known as alpha-gal. This carbohydrate is also present in red meat. Don't you love all these cowboy terms? The person then could eat meat and then become allergic to it because it's similar to what was in the tick's spit. The reaction tends to occur within 3 to 6 hours after eating meat, can range in severity from mild hives and itching to full-blown anaphylactic shock. They say the new study found that positive alpha-gal rates are actually 32% higher in states where the Lone Star tick is known to lurk. That said, there were higher expected rates of alpha-gal positivity in states where the Lone Star tick is not usually seen. Now, the findings are going to be presented today at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology meeting in Anaheim, California. So it's called the red meat tick connection, and it was first discovered by researchers who were trying to determine why a certain cancer drug was causing severe reactions in the southern states. It turned out, no, it was a sugar in the drug that was also present in beef, pork, and cow's milk. They call this molecular mimicry. Now, I don't know what I would do if I would be allergic to meat. You know, once you get an immune response, you react for a while. And I'm a huge meat fan. So, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know. Let's kill these ticks. All right, guys, have a great rest of the week. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and God bless.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?